Practice went well, smooth. I got in, got out there, get my legs going, put the gear back on. So, you know, I had to kind of get back used to it and stuff. And it felt great just to be back out there and stuff.
Is it one of the things you want to make sure you're completely 100% before you do anything?
Us as a whole team, the trainers, Danny and Marty, and Coach DQ, me, my running back coach, all of us, we just being smart about the whole situation. And we all working together, and we just all want to be in the best situation at the end of the day.
Devontae, all injuries are frustrating, but are hamstrings and muscle injuries like that just extra frustrating?
I think so because I'm a competitor. I mean, I feel like to everyone it is, especially with me because I'm a competitor, and I want to be out there. And I hate feeling like I'm not a part of that, even though my coaches and everybody made me always feel a part of something. It's different when you actually out there running with them, sweating with them, grinding with your teammates. But when it's an injury you can't control, them be the ones you like kind of really make you frustrated.
Is there any concern that, hey, I didn't spend as much time with the first team in this preseason that I want to? Is there any concern about getting back into the regular season, maybe being behind a little bit?
No, I'm not behind at all. I take mental notes, mental reps, every day in practice. Every rep that we go through, I take it. It's just mentally, not physically. And now that I'm back out there and stuff, I'm still taking reps.
Do you think you'll see any time in the preseason game against Miami, or are you just day by day?
Day by day thing. I'm feeling great every day. The trainer's doing a hell of a job getting me back out there and getting me back to 100%. But they're doing an awesome job. So it's just one of those things that take day by day.
Extra frustrating, though, to not be able to get that game action where – you're playing behind linemen who are able to cut, able to actually use this offense and develop that unison with them.
I wouldn't call it frustrating. At first when it happened, it was frustrating, but then I had to understand and appreciate this time because now it's making me understand how important the training room is, how important putting the extra work in the film room, taking care of my body. So now I look at it as a blessing in disguise and just, you know, just learning from everything. It's a process.